Hello there, this Ken Parks here on Ken Parks podcast. I want to do a preview of tonight's vice presidential debate for Vice President Kamala Harris against Mike Pence. I do think it would be a little tough for Harris to act. Well, it won't be tough for Harris. I think she would smoke him, but you know what I'm saying? With her being a good debater, I don't want her to think that, oh, Pence acts like Trump. I think Tim Kaine got out of his keys a little bit thinking that Mike Pence is gonna act like Trump. So what I want is her to talk about the issues like healthcare, try to avoid the whole far left thing, Medicare for all. When they question her on it, even though Medicare for all is good, you know what I'm saying? I wonder what they gonna do for black women, black people when they and health, you know what I'm saying, the racism in the healthcare industry, the racism as far as doctors go, you know, how they treat black and brown people opposed to white people, as far as their patients, how they treat their patients. So that's what I'm looking forward to in the debate. I think she's going to win and all that. I'm sure she's the thing that's been talked about is using those things to avoid the coronavirus. It was just smart. I think those glass things to help comma not catch the virus, because Mike Pence, even though he hasn't tested positive yet, he's been around those folks who did catch it. So, you know, it's a challenge. And I did like Joe Biden yesterday saying that we not going to do the next debate on the 15th. I think it was going to be somewhere around next week. It's going to be the next debate. And he said we going to need, if Trump still has the virus at the time, we not going to do a debate. So, you know, that's going to be interesting, you know. So yeah, that's my quick preview. Of course, the Lakers won 3-1, but I'm not going to celebrate until everything's official. You know, things are crazy during this bubble. So, I'm going to wait until things are official to talk about that. But the Lakers did win last night. They go up 3-1 in the finals. Great clutch three by KCP. Butler down by two. He shot a three and he missed it. And then to make it a 5-point game, KCP. Who would have thought that the unsung hero would be KCP? With 15 points, a couple of big threes, and after hitting that big three to make it 93-88, he hit the next drive, or at least the next time they scored, he got a layup. So, Anthony Davis, he hit a clutch three, so everything's going up right now, Lakerland. But Josh, as we always, like we said a couple of episodes ago, we quoted the great Kobe Bryant when he said the job is not finished. Also, update on the game. They changed they're gonna wear the Black Mamba jerseys in game 5, which is cool because we wanna do it in his honor, you know what I'm saying? So play hard and act like you are the better team. That's what the Los Angeles Lakers should do. Come this next game 5. Do not play around. That's why I'm not celebrating yet. Even though I trust LeBron and the Lakers to not play around, you know, things are on guarantee in this bubble. So, talk to you guys later. We'll talk about all this other stuff. You know, we can talk about, you know what I'm saying, this is about all about sports, politics, and music. So, anything in the music industry that we can talk about, I'm down to do, but this is politics day with the vice presidential debate, presidential debate. I like to get my speech right. I practice speech for like 2 years before even thinking about doing this podcast. Like two, three years. Cause I wanted to be a sports broadcast. But anyways, or sports talk talent. Anyways, talk to you guys later. Goodbye.